Joining me on the line this morning is Donna Rachelson, who is who's the CEO of SID Engine. A very good morning to you, Donna. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning to you, Ed.
Donna, thank you so much for joining us. And in fact, I must say, you joined me and I'm elated to be speaking to you as a small business or as a person, as an entrepreneur who's venturing into the business world, who understands how tough it is to be following up in business ventures. It's quite interesting to speak to someone who is involved in businesses as you are. But nonetheless, if you can you talk to us about SID Engine? What is this all about?
So SID Engine, EBS, is an organization that helps companies and other organizations in South Africa achieve their transformation objectives. And we do this through the development of resilient entrepreneurs who are able to build sustainable businesses.
And talking to that, though, one of the things or initiatives that you currently have or currently having is the SID Academy. What is that all about?
Okay, so in SID Engine, we have two parts to the business. SID Academy is an activations business. And what we do in that part of the business is we help move an entrepreneur from an ideation stage where they just have an idea to what we call build and grow, which is an early stage entrepreneur who's got a few customers, but he lacks the necessary processes, systems, etc., access to market and finance to build and grow his business. And then finally, grow and scale, which are the kind of small businesses that are doing quite well, but now corporates are inviting them to compete in their supply chains. And really, they need a different level of knowledge, of compliance, of systems, processes, further access to market, and they've got very specific needs that we need to focus on. The other part of the business is a growth stage fund. It's called the WDB Seed Fund. It's a Section 12J fund, which means that there are huge benefits to a corporate to invest in this kind of business. And what we've done is we've linked this fund to the amended codes of good practice. So a corporate to invest in the fund can not only get tax benefits, but is able to get enterprise and supplier development recognition on their scorecard.
To you listening at home, 15 minutes past five. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We're joined on the line by Donna Rachelson, CEO at SID Engine, talking to us about the fact that yesterday SID Academy released the results of the country's largest entrepreneurial survey, entrepreneurial survey, where it found that, amongst other things, that the youth in South Africa who have access to finding and marketing strategies in South Africa, one of the findings that they came out with was that only 18% of entrepreneurs were in fact attempting to secure funding from banks and or development funding institutions like the IDC or DTI. Talking about the survey, Donna, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so, you know, we do the survey, we've been doing it for 3 years, and the reason why we do it is we really want to positively influence the entrepreneur ecosystem and facilitate some robust discussion of exactly what entrepreneurs need. So, you know, you being an entrepreneur, Abs, you will know it's not for the faint-hearted. You know, often I say to people, it's much easier to be a rocket scientist than it is to be an entrepreneur. To be a rocket scientist, you go to school and you learn how to build rockets, etc. Whereas an entrepreneur is a very lonely journey. It's a very difficult journey. So we do the survey every year to understand what are the unique challenges that entrepreneurs are having. And most importantly, what are all the organizations out there working to assist entrepreneurs? What do we need to be doing differently for government, for DFIs? You know, what are the conversations we need to be having to really fast-track entrepreneurs? And in summary, what we're finding is that, you know, it's a sluggish system for entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs are struggling on so many fronts. You know, we found, as you've highlighted, you know, that the majority of them are self-funding. I mean, 95% of entrepreneurs of our sample are actually funding businesses themselves, and the majority of them only need an amount of about 100,000 to get their businesses going. As you've highlighted, only 18% have attempted to secure funding from DFIs, you know, and we can drill down into some of the reasons around that. But some of the other key findings that we found is that, you know, these businesses are in need of more impactful business development support, and they need robust business basics to actually increase their success rates. So, you know, we talk about this term of access to markets and access to funding. The fact of the matter is, if you're working with an entrepreneur, there's no ways an entrepreneur is going to get access to funding unless they're funding ready. And in order to get funding ready, you need a robust understanding of what your business is, who your target customer is, what your unique differentiator is, you know, how you are going to make money in the business. And, you know, and in order to have access to markets, you need to be able to run a successful business that has high levels of customer service, that understands the financial components of the business, that has good networks in order to build the business, etc.
And talking about that, though, as you mentioned, in that you can't exactly just go for go out asking for funding unless you are funding ready. I found that as a small business owner, one of the biggest challenges in that is actually knowing how to be funding ready. Is this then something that Seed Engine would assist with, or is there other avenues that we, or rather one, would pursue to ensure that they are in fact funding ready?
An incredibly important fact is that, you know, even with our fund, we see so many entrepreneurs who just haven't got their financials together. They don't have proper income statements, balance sheets, cash flows. They're not even, you know, working properly with an accountant, with a bookkeeper. And, you know, we have pleaded to DFIs to say, you know, we as an organization like Seed Academy can really work with you to, you know, have boot camps, have workshops, have training with entrepreneurs to really help them understand what does it mean to be funding ready, and to really help them understand what these DFIs are looking for in order to give cash. We know that these DFIs are sitting on so much money and they're just not dispersing it. So clearly there's a gap between being able to disperse the funds and what they're seeing from entrepreneurs.
And as we continue talking about the conversation to you listening at home, it's 20 minutes past five. I would like to hear some of your views. You are a small business owner. You are a startup company. 021-446-0567. That's the number that you can dial. We're chatting to Donna Rachelson, Seed Engine CEO, talking to us about, shall we say, the difficulties as a startup company or as an entrepreneur of finding or securing funding in institutions such as the IDC and DTI, and in fact just giving us pointers on how to go about it, just the basics of it. 21 minutes past five. Donna, just bring it to you one last time as we're about to say goodbye to you, though. What sort of advice, though, would you give to me as a young entrepreneur or as an old entrepreneur, someone who's just started out in business, who has no clue on how to go about this, but also just advice on saying this is what you need to do to overcome those challenges that will ensure that your business, in fact, continues and flourishes?
So, Abs, there's lots of organizations out there that are offering business development support. You know, I don't think all of them are offering the right kind of business development support for entrepreneurs. So, you know, entrepreneurs are failing slowly. But find a good mentor, find a good organization, find someone who's going to help you really go through the basics of your business to make sure that you have, you know, sound understanding of your value proposition, who it is you want to be selling your business to, and most importantly, how it's going to make money, and work with somebody to actually help you to get to the essence of what it means to be funding ready so that you are in a better position to get those necessary funds to get the business off the ground.
Donna, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And certainly I can look forward to chatting with you again, because certainly I think, as Kinokamis would usually say, that small businesses are way, they are the future of the country.
Absolutely.
Donna, thank you so much. We chat again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.